One. Hello and welcome to Nintendo Pals Podcast, the weekly dive into all things Nintendo and friendship. And Merry Christmas, one and all. It is our Christmas special. What does that mean? It means we make cookies live while we podcast. Micah, are you ready to dive on in to the show?
Yep.
Greetings, fellow Nintendo pals. It's me, one of the hosts of the Nintendo Pals, Andross. And I'm joined, as I am always joined, by my co-host, Micah.
Yep.
That's him over there. That's Dunban over there! And this episode is coming out on Christmas, so Merry Christmas to you if you celebrate. If not, happy holidays in general. And yeah, I hope you're just enjoying yourself today. Micah, it's kind of a tradition on this show that we do things while podcasting. A tradition that I know you love.
So much.
Yeah, so we are going to be pulling out a classic here. We have made sugar cookies in the past, but we've never made a gingerbread cookie. Yeah, you don't remember that?
I don't remember that. Yeah. Are you sure you didn't make sugar cookies and I made different cookies?
You probably made different cookies because you were probably like, I don't have the stuff for sugar cookies. And I had to message you and be like, can't you just like go get stuff? Like this happens every...
just go get stuff?
every time we do an episode like this, there's like this conversation of
that's not the way the world works. You don't just go and get stuff.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry,
I spent 30 minutes trying to find aisle A37 because A isn't close to B for some reason in Walmart.
Well, hey, I have really big gingerbread cookies here. The plan was for us to do this together in person, but we ran out of time.
I have really small gingerbread cookies.
So I have three shapes to choose from. Which one should I go with? Should I just go with the classic man? The gingerbread man? I think so. Look at
him. I guess if you want to be boring.
Yeah, I'm going to be boring. I'm going to be traditionalist here. If you haven't checked out our podcast on Spotify or on YouTube where you can watch the video version of the podcast, do it. Check them out. Because especially for episodes like this, I really do not understand how anybody could just listen. It would be so, I feel like it would be so bad, but I don't know.
Maybe some people just like long silences in their podcast.
It's not long silence. It's just like us like struggling to open bags and things. Yeah. And getting like completely sidetracked by the thing we're currently doing. But Micah, you know what we are doing here tonight besides making gingerbread cookies?
Yes, of course I do.
It's the same thing that we do every episode of this show. And that is try to take over the world of Nintendo podcasts. And we do that through five-star reviews. You can leave us a five-star review on Apple, Podchaser, Spotify, and Audible. All those places let you leave five-star reviews. Hey, it's Christmas time. Did you get us anything? Probably not. So last-minute gift idea, five-star review on Nintendo Pals Podcast. Got your back. Got your back. We're easy to shop for. All we want is five-star.
That is the loudest box. I was trying to go for a little bit of ASMR effect there.
It like exploded your mic. I don't know what happened.
It's actually really quiet for me and very soothing.
That's great. That's great. Five-star reviews. Leave them. Leave them, please. And with that, let's jump into the first segment of our show. And Listen, the bumper button is too far away from me right now, so we're just gonna make our own bumpers as we go, I think. It's time for the Nintendo news. Do 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 do. In today's Nintendo news, what do we got, Micah?
Good question. Very good question. VGC's platform of the year is the Nintendo Switch.
Oh, they have a platform of the year?
Apparently.
That's cool. Oh, and we got to give a huge thanks right now. A huge thanks and shout out to... Wait. What is happening here in our Twitch chat? Fedorable Will left us 500 bits? He says, here's 5 stars. Thank you, Fedorable Will. But then on top of that, Twitch, it says first time chatter. Twitch itself says we added 50 bits to Fedorable Will's cheer. Just for fun. Thank you, Twitch. We appreciate that. Jeff Bezos coming in clutch for us here. Throwing an extra... What is 50 bits? It's like,
yeah, I was very confused as to the amount of bits that had been cheered there, because, you know, they're conflicting reports.
That's weird. But thank you so much. Thank you so much to Fedorable Will. Truly a hero. All right. I've got my cookie on a plate.
Ouch.
That is perfect looking. So VGC's platform of the year was Nintendo
Switch. Sound like old parents back in the day, a Nintendo.
Yeah, the Nintendo. All right. Next up, we have... There's not a lot of news to cover, actually, now that I'm looking through our...
Yeah, there's, like, nothing. I think I said the only thing. Nice. Oh, wait, no, today's only the 18th. I lied.
What? What other news is there?
You know, I double lied. That's it. That's all the news.
Wow. Well, there you go. That's the news for this week. Good thing we're talking about making cookies, I guess. And with that, let's talk in the rumor mill. Rumor mill, we have the rumor Pikmin. The rumor Pikmin have brought us some exciting news. We talked about this a little bit in our award show, but apparently Metroid Prime 4 is further along in development than Nintendo is letting on, according to rumors. Micah, are you more familiar with this? Because I am not, really. I didn't really look into it.
Well, kind of. The rumor is that Metroid Prime 4 is done, essentially. And the delay is that the cutscenes are so bad that they're still working on it, I guess, or something. The cutscenes aren't good, or they aren't done yet, or something. So they got to work on that more. Supposedly, the cutscenes aren't good because of the limitations of the Switch, which has led to more people saying, oh, that it's just going to be a Switch 2 release then as well. But I don't know if I believe that.
I don't either. I don't know.
I think this is the first time Andross has ever been told he's quieter than me.
Oh, shoot. You know what?
It's very hard to...
You know what it is? Because your volume's up really loud. Echo! Echo! I think that's working. I think I fixed it. We're a very professional podcast.
This gingerbread is pretty tasty.
Not the gumdrop buttons!
How are you supposed to open this?
What are you doing right now?
Opening my frosting thing.
Well, describe for the audio listeners what's happening.
It's like a twist off.
I feel like more than 3 buttons is too much. Is that...
Talking about 5 buttons.
5 buttons?
5? You see how big that bad boy is?
Do you see it right now? Like, look at that. That looks so good with just the three.
I twisted the top off and it didn't leave an opening to squeeze the icing out. It looks all right with three, I guess.
I don't know. I've kind of committed to this three button thing. Maybe, okay, wait. There we go. We have room for one more. One more lower button.
You can go frosting, just explode out of here.
So, Micah, you don't believe that Metroid Prime is a Switch 2 or whatever Switch successor title.
Well, at the very least, not only a Switch 2. Okay. Yeah, wait, did you put 4 on?
Did I put 4 on?
Yeah, the buds.
3 or 5, no in between.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's only 4 orange gumdrops. I would have to change the color. I don't think I have the strength to do that. I think I have to stay committed to the 4 buttons. I really don't know how I'm going to decorate this thing. I got a lot of these like M&M looking things. I think his eyes are going to be peppermints. I'm going to have big eyes. Yeah, I'm convinced.
My dentist doesn't watch this.
I'm convinced that Metroid Prime is coming quick. It's not far behind.
It has to be.
Yeah. Not far behind. It's a next year title. Some people saying 2025, and I'm like, nah. Nope. No shot. If it's coming out in 2025, this thing better be like open world, like better than Halo, like the best game. You know, like why?
And this campaign better be like 173 days to complete of 10 out of 10 enjoyment.
Yeah.
I want to be playing this game for the rest of my life. And I want to live a long life.
Thank you for the clarification.
Or the game can be so good that I just can't pull myself away from it and I play it for the rest of my life.
You like die while playing?
Yes. Because I don't have time to eat or sleep because it's just so good.
I mean, that's something. That's something. And those rumors circulated around with the Game Awards specifically. They're like, oh, there's going to be something at the Game Awards. Because Nintendo fans, like ourselves, love to get our hopes up over absolutely nothing. The Game Awards.
Does Nintendo ever show off anything at the Game Awards?
The Joker for Smash Bros. Reveal was a Game Awards reveal.
That doesn't count.
That doesn't count. That's a big deal.
It's not like a game, though.
Yeah. Here, I'll.
This looks horrible.
Tell me now. I got to figure out what I'm gonna do with the rest of this because I don't really even like.
Know. I guarantee they don't use the same tools that I had to make their example things. They're like, look at what can be done here. No, they're using like professional frosting piping stuff, not that these garbage plastic bags they came in. That I'm just really bad at this. It wouldn't surprise me either way, to be honest.
I think it's probably that. I think it's probably that, mostly.
Well, I think it's probably both. Even the coloring of their frosting is different. My green is not the same as their green.
That's all we got for rumors to talk about. Again, we're coming into the holidays. It's light in the news and rumors section. But you know what it's not light in, Micah? Playing games. Because now it's time to circle back because I forgot the first segment of our show is actually...
Yeah, I was actually a little confused.
Why don't you say something to me? You just leave me here to flounder.
I didn't want to throw off your groove.
I'm sorry, but you've thrown off the Emperor's groove. What you playing? Micah, what have you been playing lately?
Games.
Games?
Good games, too.
What kind of good games?
tell you in a second when I can look at my Switch.
It's like the most the most non-answer I think you've ever given.
I've been playing some quite a bit of Super Mario RPG.
Oh yeah.
It's been pretty good. I'm enjoying it quite a bit. Besides that, played a little bit of F-Zero X, actually, on the NSO. Risk of Rain 2.
F-Zero X?
Yeah.
What is that?
64.
What? Oh, yeah, oh, like
then,
the...
Then GameCube was like GX or something.
That's like an old one that's been on there for a while, right?
Maybe. I mean, not that long since the 64 thing came out almost recently.
No, that's not true at all. 64 has been on for a while.
How long?
I don't know.
So it's been relatively recent. Okay. Glad we could agree.
I didn't agree.
Sounds like you did. Besides that, Risk of Rain 2, the new Void of the Survivors DLC. I've also tried out the new Fortnite season and their three new modes, which I will probably almost never play again.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'll jump in and talk about what I've been playing here, because I've also been playing Fortnite, and I really enjoy...
Here's my tree.
I really enjoy the music mode, the festival mode.
It's pretty all right.
So much so that I'm like looking to pick up a peripheral for it. I was like, oh, I'll look around.
See there are rumors about the... I forgot to mention that. Aren't there rumors about a...
No, I think it's just full-on is supported. If you're playing on PC, anyway.
Oh, I thought they were going to make new ones. I did hear about that, but then forgot to actually mention it in the actual rumor section. So, whoops.
So how dare you? Yeah, it's fun. I like it, and the music changes every day, so
So you have to keep going back. A manipulative tactic.
No, it's playing. Not. No, there's a bunch that stay, and then there's like new ones that cycle through.
It's a manipulative tactic to get you to come back every day.
But you only
face it.
Okay, it's a manipulative tactic to get me to come back and play every day. But I only play for like 15 minutes, and then I'm done. So it's just kind of like a fun thing to go in and check in every once in a while. I've been playing that. Played it a. Four or five nights this week?
No. I mean, I will admit, when we played, it was pretty fun, but it's also something I'm not going to play that long. Like you said, we played for like 15 minutes or something.
Yeah, that's what it's good for. And the fact that you can play online with a Guitar Hero-like game is pretty cool. I gave him a little pocket. He's like a little businessman. Looks so good. It looks so good. Anything else you want to highlight that you've been playing?
Splatoon 3.
Well, wait, let's talk about some of the other modes. So you said that you'll probably never play any of these again.
Yeah. And I definitely won't be playing the rocket racing mode.
You didn't like the rocket racing.
It offends me.
It offends you.
As someone who plays Rocket League, it offends me.
Why? What's so bad about it?
Because, first of all, it's called Rocket Racing. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to make you think of Rocket League.
Yeah.
It's made by the same people who made Rocket League.
Yep.
But it is, besides
the cars themselves,
the car looking kind of like the cars from Rocket League, there's essentially nothing the same. It just plays completely different.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a bummer.
There's a lot of great movement mechanics and things you can do in Rocket League. And in Rocket Racing, they're like, you can drive. You have one boost button, and you can jump. Essentially, it's like, oh. This doesn't seem like a whole lot of depth to it.
Yeah.
And just, I mean, and it's not like the movement, I mean, it kind of is in Rocket League, but it's not like the movement is the whole thing of Rocket League. And in a racing game, the movement is the whole thing, but they made the movement of Rocket Racing worse than Rocket League.
Yeah, I found it, like, it's not bad, but it's, like, so subpar that...
Yeah.
That I'm just, like, probably never going to go back to it. And from what I can tell, based off of how many players are playing it, because you can see on Fortnite itself, like,
oh yeah,
number of active players, that one is by far the least played, like wildly so. So that's a bummer. I don't know what they could even do to fix it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just,
yeah, they'd
not,
have to, like, overhaul everything to make it good.
Yeah. And at that point, eh. But the last mode that we haven't talked about, well, there's two. There's obviously the Battle Royale, which is just Fortnite. What Fortnite has always been on a new map. But the other last mode is Lego Fortnite.
Which I do feel like had a good amount of effort put into it. I think it seems to be a good game. Just not necessarily for me. But I think one has the most potential and longevity of the new game modes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I still need to give it a try with more players. But short experiences, it's kind of boring.
Yeah.
But
that's kind of how I feel about Minecraft nowadays as well.
How dare you? But also, yeah.
When was the last time you even played Minecraft?
Oh, like actually played? Not any time recently. Well, I guess I did play with my brothers a little while back. My wife and my son are both very into it right now. So, Minecraft is very popular in my house. I just killed it. I played way too much when I was into it.
Yep, and I was right there with you.
And you were right there with me. And a lot of people say similar things, and then they come back to it, and they're like, yeah, I went back after X amount of time, and it's really fun.
I mean, it changes a lot. They've added a ton, so.
But I've tried, and I just can't go back still. It's still overplayed for me. That's kind of how I feel about Fortnite at this point, too. And I think it's just an effect that long-term live service games have. No game should last forever. It's not the way it was meant to be.
But it'd be kind of nice if it did, because then you never have to buy another game.
Yeah. So you've highlighted everything you've been playing. I'll talk briefly about what I've been playing, and that is not much. Besides a Nintendo game, which is Lethal Company.
Oh boy, I too have been playing Lethal Company.
I gotta say that I am looking forward to this coming to consoles. I think this could go on Switch. I think it'll run. We'll see.
I
feel like it will have to be pretty optimized. I think unoptimized. Well, look at what the game does with its, like,
it's
randomly.
It's not graphically intensive.
No. It's not graphically intensive, but what I'm talking about is with the random generation of maps and
easy per cheesy
online, like, communication. I don't know of any game on Switch that does that.
Actually, the voice communication thing I feel like could actually be kind of difficult.
Yeah.
Because they do have filters and things on them and whatnot. I don't know how intensive that kind of thing is.
Yep. So we'll see. But at the very least, it will be able to be on other consoles. And I think it will be.
Magnum Opus.
Here's my magnum opus. This gingerbread man with socks.
Nice. Is he supposed to look kind of insane and frothing at the mouth?
Yeah, he kind of does look like he's frothing at the mouth a little bit.
Also, those peppermint things they gave you, they are huge.
Yeah. Now I'm going to take a bite of this gingerbread man. Give it the old taste test. That's pretty good.
Is it nice and crispy?
No, mine is very soft, actually. Huh. I'm just eating my cookie. Okay. But
mine needs more frosting.
I want to talk about Lethal Company here because it's very fun. First off, I saw it was trending in the streaming space, like a lot of Twitch streamers were playing it. And it looked fun based off those. But watching it, you really don't know until you play. I think it's something you have to experience, and it is honestly up there for one of my favorite games of this year, specifically for multiplayer. It's so fun. Yeah.
That's kind of like only as good as the people you play with a little bit.
Yeah, but also a game that I thought would be like a one time, this would be fun to play this one time. But no, I'm like, it.
I want to play more.
Yeah, I want to play more. And it has enough of roguelike elements that, like, there's new stuff appearing that I didn't see previously. And it's really cool. It's really fun. So, yeah, that's my glowing recommendation for Lethal Company. I think it's a great game. You do need to have a group to play it with. But, I mean, we played with three of us. Did we ever play with just two? I mean, a lot of times one of us was dead, so.
Yeah.
I think even just two. Yeah, I think even with just two, it'd still be pretty fun. But a full lobby is where it's at. And
you can even get mods for lobbies up to like 32 people or something like that.
Yeah. I am really looking forward to like Christmas time because I think a lot of people wish list this for Christmas and hopefully get it. Maybe they'll get it with, because it's $10 on Steam. It's pretty cheap. You don't need like a crazy computer to run it, I don't think. I'm excited for a lot more of our friends to have it that could possibly play with and have full lobbies. Yeah, you might look at it and go, oh, that's a scary game, and I'm not into horror games, which Micah and I have both stated on the show many times that neither of us are into scary games.
Somehow a funny game, and this defies logic. A funny game pretending to be a horror game.
Yeah, that's a great way to describe it, because I haven't really been able to like pinpoint how this game like is different, because you are running through like dark hallways with a barely working flashlight, but it's very fun, and the scares are not like horror movie scares. It's what is that? what is that over there? It's like jump surprise type things, and it's not even like Five Nights at Freddy's jump surprise, you know, where like a thing pops onto the screen and it's you can see the thing coming towards you, and you can turn and run or whatever. And there are all these like kind of goofy animated creatures in a lot of cases. Yeah. Even the most horrifying things are, it's more thriller than horror. That's a good way to describe it very well. It's like a horror game, but the monsters are all like toys from Sid's bedroom in Toy Story. You know what I mean? They're like all these like cobbled together like goofy looking toy things. Yeah. Plus you got that friendly, you've got like friendly ones that don't attack unless you do certain things. And those are pretty funny. Like there's just like happy like dog fungus thing that walks around. It's like, and it will spray gas. And if you don't know what it is, it's terrifying. You're like, what's happening? Oh gosh, oh gosh. But then you're just like, oh, it's just the dog guy. And he'll just walk past you. He's like, hey, how's it going? He only attacks if he's cornered and feels threatened. Yeah. That, and this last time I played, I found a whoopee cushion, Micah.
Could you use it?
Yes. It made a fart noise every time you walked on it.
That's awesome.
And we found not one, but two whoopee cushions. It got so bad that Lincoln put them away because we were just walking over. It was very fun.
Is that when I saw the chat that said, you're not mad, you're just disappointed or something like that?
Yeah.
Or was that unrelated?
Yeah, no, that was related. I died and Lincoln said, you should be embarrassed because he knew I could hear him. You should be embarrassed. I said, I'm not embarrassed. I'm just disappointed. This is a good cookie. Besides that, on Switch, I actually did fire up and play a couple rounds of Spelunky 2. I did like the daily adventure, like online one. Like, oh, I'll try that out. What else did I play? I feel like I definitely played more stuff than that. My son's been making me Mario Maker levels. He's been having fun with that. And his level design's getting good. That's pretty fun. Beyond that, this week's just been busy in content creation. I've been working on a video project, prepping for these streams, for our Christmas special and for our awards show. And, you know, holidays coming up. You're gearing up for the holidays. So a lot of fun. We're doing a lot of stuff. It's a busy time of year, but a fun time of year. That's what I've been playing. Anything else you want to highlight for that before we move on?
I think I mentioned everything that I remembered playing, at least.
All right. Well, that does it for what you're playing. Let's move on to the community corner, which I don't think we have any new questions for this week. There was a lot of discussion in the community corner, but it's on old questions, people talking on those things. So ask us questions. Jump over onto our Discord or reply on Spotify or YouTube. You can ask us questions and we'll answer them here on the show. And we ask you guys questions. And our last week we asked you, which is now going to be 2 weeks ago we asked you, what games are you looking forward to in 2024? And that's still on the table. We will take a look at that at the first episode of the year. So make sure you get your answers in for that. And I guess as our final go here, let's jump over to the PAL topic. Micah, are you done making your cookie?
Yes. I made and ate two of them, and I feel fairly ill. My mouth burns. There's like an unholy amount of ginger in these cookies or something.
This is really good. I'm like just slowly gnawing away at this little man, you know? Why do we make gingerbread men? Why is that like a tradition?
Well, you're talking about Fedora. Well, I shut both of my cookies on for at least 2 seconds before I ate them.
You made no fanfare. I don't think you said like, oh,
this my is magnum opus.
Oh yeah, I did see that one.
The first one, I don't know if I actually said anything. I just held it up and then I started eating it. But that one didn't look very good, so it looked even worse than the second one I made, which also didn't really look that good.
This really puts the bread in gingerbread, this cookie. It's very bready. I like it though. Either that or I'm just really hungry. Today's pal topic. There's been an accident. Santa fell off a ladder and absolutely shattered both of his legs. No one's quite sure how it happened, but between that and this year's large elf strike, and
forget the reindeer.
and activists freeing the reindeer into the wild, Santa was already behind schedule and is now gonna be in the hospital for Christmas this year. So Micah and I have been tasked, because Santa trusts us,
Very
with
much.
making a new team to handle Christmas this year. Very last minute. But we're working. Are we making separate teams, or I don't remember exactly how we determined we were doing this.
Yeah, no, we actually didn't plan this that much. I think in
Well, hey,
the
it's
spirit
so
of
sudden. It
Christmas,
happened.
maybe
It
we should,
happened
yeah,
so
very
suddenly.
recently. I think in the spirit of Christmas, maybe we just try and make the best team possible together.
Perfect. Okay. We need a task force here. We need someone to replace the elves. We need someone to replace Santa. We need someone to replace the reindeer. What other people are involved in the North Pole operations here?
Mrs. Claus?
Mrs. Claus? Yeah,
Because
we'll need someone to sub
she's
in for
like the
Mrs.
moral
Claus.
support kind of a thing. I don't know what her job is at the South Pole. North Pole? North Pole.
She works at the
Right?
South Pole, huh?
Only
Must be
when
a
they aren't doing so good.
does that mean? Like their marriage? She's like, I'm
Yes.
living at the South Pole this year.
Sometimes you just need to, that's like the vacation spot.
Okay. So we're doing an AI battle roster, like we did in a previous episode, where we come up with the roster and then feed that to the AI to give us our output and story and see how this goes. So the goal here is to do a good enough job to please Santa. So and to so that's the goal. Micah, the rules are that we can only pick a single character from each Nintendo franchise, and we have to pick characters to fill each of the roles. So that means we are going to need, how many reindeer are there?
13 or something. I
I think
figure.
we could probably get away with just one.
I figure we just do a grouping.
A grouping of something. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, I feel like super unrelated. We are doing this as a team, right? Okay, super unrelated. I think Yoshi's and Rosalina should count from like different game series.
Why? No.
Just think about it.
No, they're
Just think
both
about it a
Mario.
little bit.
They're both
Have
Mario.
you ever seen a Yoshi and Rosalina at the same time? No, in Smash Bros. That doesn't count.
I mean, in game? Maybe not. Kind of
Rosalina
in
is an
Mario Galaxy.
alternate universe version of the Mario universe.
I don't think that's true, because she kind of is there in Mario
Hey,
Galaxy
oh, hey,
2
look at
when you're
this.
on Yoshi.
Fedora Will in Smash, Yoshi counts as a separate franchise. That's true.
Okay.
Got the little Yoshi egg symbol instead.
So, are you pitching Yoshi for Santa this year?
No, I was thinking of Yoshi's for the reindeer.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. I'm just being dumb. Yoshi's for the
Look how
reindeer.
about Smash Balls? And they got wings too. And can breathe fire to light up the night.
If they're blue Yoshis, they can just fly from eating turtle shells.
True, but it's not as cool.
It's the same. What do you?
It's very similar. Okay, how about this?
Oh, yeah. So Rudolph, it's my idea. So it's not as good. Is what I'm hearing.
Smash Ball Yoshi gets wings that can breathe fire. I think maybe you're probably right. Blue Yoshi's, but Rudolph Yoshi is Smash Ball Yoshi with the fireball, because that was used to like Rudolph with the red nose.
I like it.
Yoshi with the fireball.
Yeah,
kind of similar. But also a little bit, your idea isn't nearly as good as mine because it came from you and not me. My ideas are fantastic.
So what if we sub out Yoshi's and we use Bullet Bills?
But those are from the same universe as Rosalina. I that is a pretty good idea. But can Bullet Bills stop?
I don't think they got.
They got the flying down.
I believe they originally were called Bonsai Bills, were they not? Which is that not?
That might be right.
That's yeah. So I don't think they can stop. But they'd sure go fast. Santa would go fast. Okay, so we have our reindeer, which is Yoshi. Next, let's go for elves.
I'll let you come up with a suggestion first, so I can absolutely destroy it with my much better suggestion.
I am looking forward to it, because I think
I'm hoping we're on the same page here.
It's got to be something that is good at building and creating, possibly out of nothing, and there has to be a lot of them.
About 50%, what I'm thinking.
About 50% what you're thinking. Okay. I'm on the spot. So
this should probably be slightly small, maybe like little fingers for constructing toys.
Yeah. That's why I was gonna suggest Pokemon.
That's a garbage idea.
So like a bunch of Pikachus.
A bunch of Pikachus, you know, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
They would make a bunch of ketchup bottles. That's like Pikachu's.
Kid. I forgot about that. They're just making ketchup out of nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, my idea, although they might be a little too small, but I was just thinking Pikmin. Just
brilliant. That's brilliant.
Armies of Pikmin.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. How did I not see it? I thought you were going to say Picori from like Minish Cap.
Hey, they're very similar.
Which are very similar. Actually. Let's throw them in there. We're going to have Picori, Pikmin, and Pokemon. Look at all the three P's. Let's do it. There's no rules. We're making up the own rules. We're not being competitive here.
Man, yeah, I mean, because first of all, I mean, Pikmin might be a little too small, so we should have a slightly larger force.
Right. Yeah, they handle the different sizes, right? So Pikmin handle, like, the small presence. Well, Pikmin handle kind of medium. Pokemon handle large, and Picori handle, like, the extra tiny. I think Picori are, like, making the microchips for all the electronics. And then it's like a processing thing, right? It then goes over to the Pikmin, who pick up the different electronic parts and put them together. And then the Pokemon put the final touches on it, wrap it up, throw it in the bag. Boom. I have a kind of a standout pick here. We don't need a bag this year. We don't need a Santa Claus bag because
we just need a big stomach / mouth.
We just have Kirby. We just have him go That's what I was kind of thinking. Let's go. So Kirby will carry the presents in his black hole of a stomach. Oh, Delibird. That's like a whole thing. Yeah, no, we're not using Delibird for Santa. We've already pulled from Pokemon, Pikmin, Zelda, Mario, and now Kirby. So now we have to pick the big
two. Did we do Mario, or we just did Yoshi's Island?
We did Yoshi. Yoshi as a series. So now we have the big...
Bending the rules just a little bit.
We have the big two. And that's Mr. and Mrs. Claus. So, Who do we pick for Mr. and Mrs. Claus? Let's go. Let's pitch for Mrs. Claus first. We'll end with
Mrs. Claus first. That makes sense. Makes sense. Yeah. This is one I don't really know.
Oh, I thought you were gonna pitch. Weren't you gonna pitch Rosalina?
As Santa Claus.
As Santa Claus. Give me some logic here. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean,
they're used to dealing with Lumas, like the elves. They got that big dress that looks kind of like something Santa would wear. They're real tall. In Smash Brothers, they got that black hole pull-in ability that just pulls everything in, and then, like, what more do you need? You drop a present off the edge, pull that right back.
Yeah, she does just kind of, like, wave a wand and, like, can, like, make presents go.
I mean, I feel like it probably sounded better in my head, my reasoning.
No, this isn't bad. This isn't a bad pick. Now, it's I think an unconventional pick, but nothing wrong with that. Let's see.
It's either that or we get rid of the Picori and go with Ganondorf.
Ganondorf. It's a very Ganondorf Christmas. Bowser for Santa.
Bowser for Mrs. Claus.
No, we can't do that because we can't have Rosalina.
Oh, yeah, yeah, true, true.
But Bowser's actually a pretty good pick. Bowser is used to bossing minions around.
In an unethical way.
Yeah, but do you think Santa's being ethical? I mean, let's be
real. Of course I do. Elves love making presents.
Well, why are the elves on strike then? Tell me that. Tell me that, Micah.
You're the one that said they were on strike.
Because they are. That's why we're making this whole thing up.
I think they all love making presents so much that every single one of them is carpal tunnel. And they were ordered by doctors
to strike
take Christmas off.
Yeah, okay. They're striking, but they don't want to be.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so let's go with our Mrs. Claus. Though let's pick that first. Then we can maybe circle back. I think Rosalina is a good pick, but we'll circle back and maybe give it more thought. But Mrs. Claus for this one, I don't really know. We need somebody that's supportive. I assume that she interfaces with the elves and like helps manage things.
It keeps the morals up, goes around making hot chocolate or something.
Who cheers everybody up no matter what?
Is it Slippy Toad? Is that who you're thinking of?
No. I wasn't thinking of anybody. I was just posing the question. Who does this?
General Pepper?
I think it's Star Fox.
I know who it is. It's Samus.
No. No. Samus is not Mrs. Claus. Now, could Samus be Santa Claus?
Also, probably no.
That morph ball get down the chimney?
That's true. True.
And that's about as far as I went with that logic. I have nothing else to add on top of that. Trying to think like who is a good like moral support type character. Navi
Dunban.
Is he though?
Not.
I don't know. I just know that he's like crazy strong because he wields the Monado even though he's not the chosen one. Literally
first
kills.
Of all, what an incredible person.
Yeah.
That's literally all I know about Dunban and the fact that he's always just over there. But I already think he's fantastic.
It's such a serious cutscene, too, that they decided to make into a meme. It's so funny. Yeah, I feel like I need like a list of characters up so I can kind of like have my memory jogged. Something that comes to mind for like support characters is the flowers from Mario Wonder. But that's not just like a single entity. That's
Hey, maybe we go Rosalina, Mrs. Claus. So that way we can go with like Captain Falcon for Santa
Well,
Claus.
I like this because Rosalina does hold a very Mrs. Claus role in the Galaxy games, right? She
Yeah.
hangs back. She hangs back at the base and manages things at the base while
Oh, it's
sending Mario out.
also, now you mentioned that, very similar to a Palutena.
Oh, also true. Palutena.
Oh man, I like Fedora Will's Nana from the Ice Climbers.
How about Is? But he also suggests Isabel from Animal Crossing.
Yeah, but I don't like that one as much.
Why?
No
That's
offense, because the Ice Climbers are my jam. Ice
okay,
Climbers are awesome.
but Isabel's a good pick. But
That is a good pick. It really is.
I think we're gonna go. I want to go with Rosalina, but because you said Palutena and they essentially fill the same kind of role. I think we go with Palutena, right? Because we already have Yoshi, which is kind of on the edge of being a Mario character, right?
Kind of on the edge, but only
Well,
slightly.
there's no discrepancy if we go with Palutena, and I think they fill
Well, oh wait, never mind. I forgot Palutena was also my suggestion too, so
Yeah.
I was about to say, yeah, but Palutena was your suggestion.
No, that was
It's
your idea. All of
garbage.
these have been your idea. Let's be clear. Palutena
Yeah,
for
I feel like that name is so hard to say. Why is there
Palutena.
a Y sound in that?
Lady Palutena.
Palu. It's probably Palu, but it always kind of seems like Palu. What happens?
Yeah.
And I don't know which
I
is
don't.
actually correct.
Who knows?
Probably Palutena, right?
I think. Okay, so we got Yoshi's subbing for the
Palutena?
reindeers. We have Pikmin, Pokemon, and Picori subbing for the elves. And we have Lady Palutena subbing for Mrs. Claus. So now it is time for the big man himself. Oh, and we have Kirby for the bag.
Oh yeah, the bag.
Can't forget Kirby. And we have the big man himself. It's time to find our substitute for Santa Claus.
The big man himself, you say?
Oh, and we put in big
Big
man.
man. I feel like Big Man has a very, very good Santa vibe to him,
He kind
truly.
of does, though. Like a big
I don't
jolly
know if
guy.
he'd necessarily be like super competent as Santa, but I
You're
think he
like,
has the spirit.
he's like Santa, more like Manta Ray.
Oh,
Oh,
that's
if it's
good.
too good, it's too
We can't
good.
not go with it now.
I think we have
Even
to.
Fedorable Will agrees.
But
And
let me pitch another idea because I had this
okay,
come to me.
I'm getting my gun ready to shoot it down. But go on, make it good.
I wish you had an actual gun. You just like pull it out. That would have been not good because it's guns
Seems a
that I
little
don't
unsafe.
pull out your sword. Don't you have a sword in there? You're like that
My compressed air can.
is so loud. That is just crazy loud in the microphone.
Apologies.
Here's my idea.
Okay.
Bring in Tom Nook.
Absolutely not. But continue with your reasoning. I'd like to hear it.
Because Tom Nook's awesome.
Wait, was that all your reasoning? That's all you had?
My reasoning here is that Tom Nook is a businessman. He knows how to run
Yeah,
an
kinda, yeah.
empire. And he paired with Lady Palutena could really save Christmas. He also is like a philanthropist that has just tons of money to be able to pour into whatever he wants. Why are you looking so like confused by this? This is
I'm not convinced.
How about he just gives houses to everybody and then goes like, hey, pay these back when you want to. I'd be down for that for Christmas. If I could get a loan from
Tom... You have to pay
it
back anyways. It's just...
I would like a loan from Tom.
No, everyone wants a house that also has a loan. Like, you have to pay it off. That'd be horrible.
But
if you already have a home you'll like, now you're just like a bunch of money in debt for a home you didn't even want in the first place.
I just feel like he could do. I feel like he could do a good job. But I think we have to go with Big Man.
like Dorba Will says, Santa needs to show up at malls and have kids in his lap, and that's not Tom Nook.
It's not. I feel like.
What do you like mean? The kids would kill him. He's like 3 feet tall.
Not at Nintendo Live. He was like a full-size person.
They had to use their Wumbo technology to make him big.
Which, who do you think supported that? He did. He paid for that, all right? He paid
for
that.
You have to pay for it?
Yeah, he did.
Mermaid Man Aqua Boy. Aqualad? I can't remember what they call it.
Barnacle Boy.
Did I say Aqua? That's why it sounded so Aqua weird. Boy.
Okay.
I was like, wait, that's way too similar to Aquaman.
But here's the thing. It's like, what skills does Santa need? All right. Yeah, Santa needs to be able to be at the mall, right?
I mean, does Santa really need any skills besides being at the mall? He just sits in a sleigh and lets the reindeer and Mrs. Claus and the elves do all the work, I think.
He also has to actually move the presents from the sleigh to the tree. Typically through chimneys, right? Which, you know, how does he even do it now? I don't even know. There's probably new tech. He's probably using like smart home device type stuff. And he's like, Alexa, let me into the house. And then and he's got like the override password. Probably has a deal with Amazon. You know, Santa seems like that kind of guy.
Do you know how many bones manta rays have?
I was about to say that Big Man actually... He probably can just like fold up and just like
shoop. Roll right up, Paper Mario style.
Exactly. Right down the chimneys. And then just like shoots down the chimney or just under the door. He just manta rays under the door. And he'd be so graceful too. He'd be like, and then he'd be like, Santa time. Or what does he say? He says like, hey.
he just says hey.
Like, hey, hey, hey. And. Correct me if I'm wrong, but was he not like in the food challenge? Was he not like Team Cookie? Did we ever have one of those?
Food challenge? Team Cookie? I don't remember that at all.
I don't remember either.
Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Also, I'm pretty sure Big Man loves milk. He just has that vibe to him.
He's so perfect for Santa Claus. Wow, another loss for the Big Man haters in our community. I truly love to stick it to him, I think. I really do.
I'm, you know what? This is unusual, but I'm right there with you. I agree.
All right, well, I'm going to move this out of the way so that I can type this prompt into the AI to get us our Christmas story spun up.
The AI will still have to tell us how well it does.
Yeah, because we don't know. This could be a really bad idea.
I feel like it couldn't possibly be a really bad idea. I think we were like spot on.
Yeah, I think we've done a great job here tonight. What we've done here is something impressive. It's
Dorber Will says, can't wait for the thumbnail for this one.
Who knows what that's gonna look like? Not me. I feel like we need something to talk about while I type this in.
Can you talk and type at the same time?
No. I feel like you need something to talk about while I type this in.
We could talk about how Sea of Stars is actually like really good. If you're a fan of RPGs, I highly recommend it. Oh, wait. Well, that didn't take long. I'm done.
You're a man of many words, that's for sure.
Although I will say they have like a new game plus mode. I was very disappointed in that because the enemies don't get more difficult. You just start steamrolling everything in the game plus.
In it.
Other than that, 10 out of 10 game, pretty much. Have you finished typing yet?
No.
Fortunate.
Okay. I don't really know how to, like, typing? No, I don't really know how to like put this in. Yeah, I have.
Maybe instead of the strike, maybe you could just say Santa and all the elves and whatnot have been snowed in. I don't know if that'd be easier than explaining that all the elves were on strike and Santa shattered both of his legs.
No, I like that the best. I like that story though. And Santa will recover. Don't worry. We're gonna make him
we'll
better.
Build him better.
We'll build him faster, stronger.
It does remind me of the AI dungeon game. I don't know if that's still a thing, but I was. Oh yeah, I said I wanted to do a double backflip. That was kind of like my prompt of what I was going to do, and it came up with that. I did like a double backflip, and on landing, immediately pulled out two daggers and stabbed myself in the legs.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
I feel like it's a wild thing for it to just say unprompted. I try to do a double backflip, and it's just like, well, you succeed and then stab yourself in both legs. That was pretty great.
Yeah. The things that we have been able to do with AI have truly been mind-boggling and cool.
I think ChatGPT is probably a little better than the AI they used for that game.
Yeah. Well, this is GPT-3. Maybe that was GPT-1, you know?
Could have been.
We'll never know.
Right. I could maybe just look that up right now.
You want to read off this comment here from Fedora Will while I type this out?
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Santa, you don't have to wait for Santa to get the gift you want most. A free subscription to the stream of your choice. Today, you can co-link your Amazon Prime to your Twitch and get one for free each month. And that is true. Everyone should do that, even if you don't want to give the sub to us. There are bunches. Ooh, that's close. Bunches.
What did you just do?
People.
What just happened?
I hit my compressed air thing, and it wobbled around in a circle a few times, almost falling over. Like I was saying, yeah, a bunch of deserving streamers you can give that free sub to.
Yeah, you really should. You really should go in and do that. It's a little bit of a hassle to get it set up initially, but once you have it set up and those accounts are linked, it's as simple as going to the stream and clicking use my Prime. So, yeah, definitely a worthwhile venture because it's free money that's just sitting out there if you're not using it.
Yeah, I still think we should set up some sort of business that we pay people a little bit to use their Amazon sub for us so that everyone's getting money. I feel like that could theoretically be a good idea.
I feel like that theoretically is against some sort of law or
Why?
Terms of service so that that doesn't happen.
I don't know. Sounds like a weird thing to make a law for.
We picked Yoshis to replace the reindeer. We picked.
Yeah, got to mention the blue flying Yoshis and the one Smash Ball Yoshi. Hopefully, ChatGPT knows about that. Theoretically, should.
One Smash Bros. Smash Ball Yoshi.
Yeah, what do they call it? It's just like Dragon Yoshi or something. Maybe just.
I'll just. Yeah, you look that up on the side here. We picked Pokemon. So let's start from Corey. We picked Picori, Pikmin, and Pokemon to replace the elves. Right? That's right.
Yeah. There's a super dragon. Is that from something? Should I know about Super Dragon Yoshi?
I think it is from anything. Lady Palutena replacing Mrs. Claus?
Okay. Saying, does holding a blue shell, oh, it also gives Yoshi wings, which does make sense. So the Super Dragon Yoshi is based off of the flashing shell that you can have in Yoshi's mouth that he can eat or hold on to, I guess. Not eat. That allows him to gives him wings and lets him shoot fireballs. Also technically make earthquakes when he lands. So I guess it kind of did have previous form, or at least previous inspiration.
Okay, here's what I've got. I'm sorry this is taking so long, everybody listening. We need to generate a hypothetical situation. In it, Santa breaks his legs right before Christmas. The reindeer have been freed by activists, the elves go on strike, and Mrs. Claus has to help Santa recover. Okay? So, we have been tasked to find replacements to save Christmas. We picked Yoshis to replace the reindeer, blue flying Yoshis, and one Smash Bros. Smash Ball Yoshi. We picked Picori, Pikmin, and Pokemon to replace the elves. And we have Lady Palutena replacing Mrs. Claus. And finally, Big Man from Splatoon 3. I'm hoping. I felt like Big Man by itself might not be.
Yeah, it might be a little
might confusing. Be a little too confusing for it. Replacing Santa himself. So I said, generate us a story on how this Christmas scenario goes and have Santa give us a score on how good our team does at the end. All right? You ready?
Yep.
In a flurry of unexpected mishaps, Christmas seems to hang in the balance. Santa unfortunately found himself with two broken legs due to a mishap at the North Pole. To add to the chaos, a group of passionate activists managed to release the reindeer, believing it was time for them to roam freely. I mean, maybe it is. Who knows? The elves, with grievances of their own, initiated a strike, leaving toy production at a standstill. And Mrs. Claus focused on nursing Santa back to health, the urgent need arose to find replacements to salvage Christmas. Should we get some like epic Christmas music going here? There we go. Oh no, they can't even hear that. Never mind. No Christmas music for you guys. Okay. We're you just put on your own Christmas music for this warm Christmas story. In a hasty yet inspired move, a team was assembled. Yoshis, known for their agility and unique abilities, stepped in for the grounded reindeer. The blue flying Yoshis soared through the wintry sky, aided by a special Smash Ball Yoshi who brought an extra touch of magic and a speed to the sleigh. I'm glad that it didn't dive any further, because I think it would have just messed things up with that. Meanwhile, the workshop saw an unexpected yet efficient workforce replacement. The diminutive Picori, the industrious Pikmin, and an array of helpful Pokemon filled the shoes of the striking elves. With their combined skills, they managed to whip up toys and gifts at an astonishing pace, showcasing teamwork and dedication. Okay. Lady Palutena, the wise and nurturing figure, seamlessly took charge in Mrs. Claus' absence. Her guidance and grace brought a sense of order and warmth to the North Pole, ensuring everything ran smoothly despite the unexpected challenges. Lady Palutena, wow, good job.
Killing it. their choices.
Finally, Big Man.
Wait for it to get to the end, and then it's going to be like everything exploded.
The enigmatic and resourceful character from Splatoon 3 stepped into Santa's iconic role. Though initially uncertain, his unorthodox methods and knack for problem solving brought a fresh perspective to the gift-giving tradition. I don't think it knows who Big Man is.
I don't think it does, yeah.
Based off of that. But hey, it's trying its best. As Christmas Eve arrived, the makeshift team worked tirelessly to deliver joy and presents worldwide. The Yoshis, Picori, Pikmin, Pokemon, Lady Palutena, and Big Man united their efforts, overcoming obstacles and spreading cheer.
The bag, Kirby.
Oh,
Kirby bag.
What do I do? What do I do, Micah? I've ruined everything.
I don't know. We're so far in. I don't know if anything can be done.
We can't. Kirby is here. He's there. He's the bag. We just have to all know. He did not get credit.
In our heart of hearts.
But we all know the true story of Christmas. Okay. Overcoming obstacles and spreading cheer despite the initial chaos. Santa, now recovered and observing from his recuperation bed, couldn't help but be impressed by the resilience and ingenuity of the team put together in his absence. With a hearty laugh and a twinkle in his eye, he exclaimed, "Ho, ho, ho! Despite the unexpected hurdles, this team managed to pull off a Christmas miracle. I'd give them a solid 9 out of 10. Why is this not a 10?
Yeah, we gotta redo this with Kirby. That'll give us to the 10.
Incredible teamwork and determination. And as for that Smash Ball Yoshi, well, they deserved a perfect 10 for that added touch of magic. Wow.
You know what? I can respect Santa's opinion now.
In the end, Christmas was saved, and the unlikely assembly of substitutes proved that the spirit of the season could triumph over any challenge. Beautiful end to a beautiful story. I gotta say, Micah rigged this with the Smash Ball Yoshi. I came in here and he's like, he deserves a 10 out of 10. Just him. He's my favorite.
I was hacking hard. Make sure that's what it spit out. The question is, if we replace the characters with like two-legged cats and people in a coma or something, is ChatGPT just like really positive and would still give us a good score?
Do you think Santa is just really positive and would always give
a good score? I feel like that's a possibility. I'm curious if we could make a team that Santa would give a bad score.
Well, that might be a future. Always next year. And that is going to do it for this special Christmas episode of Nintendo Pals Podcast. Thank you all so much for listening and for being with us this year as we have wrapped up another year of Nintendo Pals. This has been awesome. It's been so fun. And I hope that as you spend time with family and friends this time of year, no matter what holidays you're celebrating, or if you're just waiting for the new year, that you enjoy the year and you leave us a 5-star review. Please do that. You thought I was going to say something profound, probably, but no. I just want a 5-star review. That's all I want for Christmas this year. 5-star reviews on my podcast, please. And views.
I'd like Metroid Prime 4.
That's what you want?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not asking for miracles. I'm asking for a perfectly reasonable thing. A 5-star review is easy to do, okay? Micah's asking for Metroid Prime 4 for Christmas.
They have 7 years to make it.
I don't know. All right. I just am saying that
a Krampus miracle that it hasn't already come out yet.
My gift is easier to give than Metroid Prime 4. 5-star reviews. It's easy. It's so easy that even Big Man can do it. I don't know why I'm saying. I don't know. I'm just saying things. Let's just.
Do you know how many followers we just lost with that comment? At least one.
How many?
Me.
Oh, no. you just turn off your camera. Classic. Well, where can people find you on the interwebs, Micah?
Well, you can find me on speedrun.com under the Metroid Dread. Minimum item, no major glitches, Dread mode category.
I really like that answer. You should give that more often. That's pretty good. You can find me. You can find me and then just give like GPS coordinates to some random location.
How about no?
You can find me gallivanting about on making all sorts of goofy content that listen, I'm doing gaming challenges that no one has done before. All right. Over on Andross1, twitch.tv/Andross1 and youtube.com/Andross1. Please check those things out. I put a ton of effort into that stuff. Way more effort than we put into this show, obviously. Look at how bad things fall apart all the time on this show. This show's held together with duct tape, I think. But also
and friendship.
Also, this is just us being us. You know, I do love the coziness and the fun time that we get to just have with our community doing this podcast. This is so much more chill than my my personal content stuff, which I have a blast doing, but that's like pretty high effort in a lot of cases. Here, I just get to shoot the breeze, talk Nintendo with my pal. That's what this is all about. And we hope that you enjoy our conversations and want to be a part of the conversations. So if you do want to be a part of the conversation, check out our Discord. And I think we will now close out here with our shout out, which we do for all of our patrons each and every week. And that's our Patreon PokeWrap. If you want to be a part of the Patreon PokeWrap and get a shout out at the end of the show and also exclusive access to secret shows and other Patreon perks, check out patreon.com/NintendoPals, and we will see you there. And let's close with the PokeWrap, which we close every episode with, and we will close this episode with right now.
We gotta wrap some Patreon.
You just do the scene. I'll take care of the hard part.
Let's get it on.
We want to be the best that ever was, and shout out our pals over on Patreon.
LPD, Razor, Retrologic Day, Tim the Nintendo Dash, Slim Tour, Spider Chan, Solo Something, Mute Dog the Game, Little Miss Seven, and Month Sunday.
Catch 'em, gotta catch 'em all. Patreon!
Kid, Fiasco, Third Strongest Mold, Fedorable Will, All, and Seth Sturgeon, Cosmic, Purple, Viola, That Fast John, and Mother Plays 2.
Gotta catch 'em all, gotta catch 'em all!
Yeah!
Gotta catch 'em all, gotta catch 'em all!
Yeah!
Gotta catch 'em all, Patreon!
Let's get 100 subs,
Patreon!
Let's get 150 or more, yeah!
Thank you all so much for listening, and we will talk to you in the next episode. Bye-bye!